Thank you for playing part two of the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, episode 553. Please enjoy.
Monday morning cracks. Cheers again, Gunner.
Cheers again, Runner.
And here at the Runner Gunner Show, we just want you guys to relax and unwind yourselves because we know you had a hard weekend and today is Monday. And once again, we just want you guys to chill out and mellow out. And speaking of mellowing out, Mario was always cool and mellow when it came to the princess. She was always his number one fellow on top of every single guy.
Knocked her up once or twice.
But he sure did, but they didn't show that part in the movie. But I'm glad they didn't because it's not even for children to know. Yeah, it's probably in the sequel.
They'll just already have kids, you know. You don't need to see it like some Lenny's. Anyways,
I need proof.
Anyways, Mario, princess, babies, boom. Mario knocked up princess. Well, he sure deserved it. He sure deserved that womb.
He deserved that woman because he fought his whole life. He risked. How many times have you died in Mario 64 before you actually saved the princess at the end?
Oh man, if you played it in 1996.
Too many times, and there's no cheat codes, no nothing. I mean,
no PC version that moves all weird.
Yeah, it's so hard to play, and just no nothing.
It moves
just
so infrequently.
Yeah, it was rough. Version. It was the emulator version suck.
Yeah,
but the original was super cool with that little trigger on the bottom. It's crazy.
The trigger on the bottom, the control too. You can't even play Mario 64 the way it was designed because
the trigger on the bottom.
Mario controller when they don't have Mario 64 controller. And what you use to play the game doesn't exist anymore. However,
it does not exist.
It does exist now for the Nintendo Switch. You can get it. You can purchase Mario 64.
Yeah, you can.
But Mario 64 and the Nintendo Switch doesn't quite move and isn't quite like Mario 64.
It's not even close to the original. It's not close, but I mean,
yeah, Mario 64 on the 64.
The graphics do look, the movements do look actually good, but it's just the controller. The controller is whole different.
It's also issues. Like some aspects of the game are like Americanized and like changed.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Messed with. And
it's true.
With the cartridge N64 version with the N64 control.
Yeah,
it's the best, greatest way you could possibly play that game.
It is. It really is. It is.
However, it is for the Switch, so go ahead and play.
So get it on the Switch. If you guys have the Switch, you know where you can get it online. It's so easy to get. And so that's what we're talking about, how Mario is cool and how he got that princess. But what about Bowser?
Bowser
and how come
is
Bowser,
a punk.
You know, Bowser has all these kids, and
man,
he has
so many kids
no
and no baby
woman.
Mama.
I know no woman to show for it. And he's all in love with the princess. He wants to steal Mario's girl.
Didn't he have a wife in the cartoon version of Mario?
Oh, possibly. We got to. You see, that's something that you got to actually look into because I'm not even sure. I mean, it might be true, but if it is, then man, he should have got with that cartoon version girl and made some. Wait a minute, how did he make those little Koopas? And he had to have some kind of wife or something. But if he didn't have anything, then
producers
it just
are saying
came out
that,
of nowhere.
No, there's no such knowing of Bowser's baby mamas.
So he's just a player or something? What's going on with that?
Yeah, he's a loser, you know? He can knock him up, but he can't keep him.
He doesn't pay. Yeah, well, what happens? He probably kills the baby mama, something like that.
At least
because
he's taking care of them, you know?
He's taking care of them in the most evil way of all time and showing them the worst way to treat people.
You're right. Bowser is a loser.
Yeah, he's still a loser.
He represents bad and losery and, like, meth heads and thieves.
All right. And all the stuff that's bad in life. But see, he wants princess, and princess wants Mario, and Mario wants princess. So
yeah, Mario wants
it's
princess.
Just it's not even a love triangle. It's
and
a love.
Bowser's had a wife, and they broke up. And then he had another wife, and they broke up. Then he's the king, so they were the queen, and he probably had them killed because he can't get married again unless his queen is deceased.
His queen is
So he's been
gone.
Breaking up time and time again. He probably didn't kill him. I'm just kidding. But he definitely doesn't have his baby mama.
And so what you're saying is that he breaks up quite frequently. And for him, he breaks up all the time with girls.
And does
and so
it kind of
relates to Lenny's, right?
Does breaking up get any easier?
It never does. I mean, it never does. It actually never does. Because
That's
breaking
why
up.
That's we ask King Koopa. That's why we ask Bowser's.
Bowser's?
Bowser's would know.
Okay, so all you Bowser's out there.
All you Bowser's
is breaking up easy. All you guys that have babies with babies, mamas and mamas.
And spitfire and have spikes.
And
have numerous babies, mamas, and lots of kids that you take care of, but you teach them the wrong side of life.
Yeah, that it's okay to have 100 kids and leave
lose
the babies, mamas,
yeah.
and break up with them. But how hard was that breakup?
How hard was that breakup? Does
and
it get
I
easier,
bet
Bowser?
It was
I bet it
not
doesn't.
Not easy at all, yeah.
Because you know why, everybody?
One was
breaking
struggling.
Up is hard to do.
It really is.
Yes, everybody, when she takes her love away from you, isn't it a shame?
It's so hard and so sad, and you want to grab a pillow, and you want to just weep on the pillow, and soak up the pillow, and then wring it out for the next day until it's never going to be dry again.
Yeah, that's what you think. You want to cry on your pillow and wring it out the next day, hang dry it, bring it back to your bed, and cry on it all over again. Take
over
a shower
over.
With it. Dry it off again.
And then re-soak it.
Mop the floor with it.
Yeah. Seriously.
And then you can't do that. Like, it's, no woman will ever respect that in a man.
Never.
And that's
never to be respected.
Just the way it is. So we're going to teach you what to do in that situation when you
break
up.
When you break up with the girl, what to do. Because breaking up is
hard
to do. Hard
to do.
But it's not really that hard because it's easy. If you think about it, it's not even that hard. You know why? You don't have to feel bad and you don't have to feel sad because the first thing is it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. So stop.
But why wasn't it meant to be?
Stop hooking up with this person who you're not compatible.
Let's tell them why.
Stop hooking up, you know? It wasn't meant to be. So why? What is the reason you're still hooking up? Because you're lonely, you're desperate.
You're non-compatible.
Because you're a loser, because you have no confidence to get someone else, because you don't believe in yourself that you can't get someone else. Get all these thoughts that I just said out of
and
your mind.
Crush them.
Because you are.
Crush them.
You're
good destroy
looking.
Destroy them.
You can do anything you put your mind to. You can have anyone you deem is the best. You can make yourself a better life. You can make yourself a better way. You don't have to follow the same path that everyone takes.
Yes.
Or down
do
that
not.
Same dusty road that everybody goes.
Yes.
You
do
can
not.
Make yourself. All right. So with that said, stop hooking up
with
the person,
that person
you broke up with.
Yes. If you already broke up with her, then you got to cut ties. You got to say goodbye. You got to let her loose. And you got to never be with her again because
otherwise,
she is the evil. She is bringing
the
negativity towards your
in.
Whole life. And that's why you let her go in the first place. So that's why she let you go, because she realized that she was bringing the negative, or he, you know, she or he, replace my words with she or he. But either way, it was a sin to be sleeping in with that person.
Yes. So you gotta, when you cut ties, you know, perhaps you could just get away with it, but you gotta cut ties. Otherwise, that sin is gonna seep in. You're gonna ruin your life and everyone
and
else around
you. It'll take over, And once it takes over,
so cut ties.
Then it's over. Once it takes over, then it's over. You don't want to let it take over.
You know, it's kind of like that song.
Don't let it do it. Don't let it get you.
I took her bags and I made her dessert. Well, I know.
Oh man. It's just like
you know,
that
it's
song.
Just like that song.
That is
so
not
stop
fun.
Hooking up and cut ties.
Yeah, let him go. Let
sever,
him or her go.
Sever the relationship, you know?
Yes.
Put it down the floor.
Sever.
Get an axe. Sever it.
Sever, chop it up, chop liver,
odds are,
leave it alone.
Odds are, in case people are out there with that kind of relationship, they're very good at burning bridges.
They are. And so, that's all pretty much what they're here to do. And especially, one of the red flags is if you're
you don't like lover, girl, or we're over.
If the person you're in love with, either man or woman, doesn't have any other friends besides you, then that's a super red flag. That means that they don't care about anybody else and they just want to control you. So you got to beware of that. Yeah. Just beware of that and watch out for that, because that is poison. That is like a poison oak. That is putting poison into your life. That is eating the poison leaf, the poison apple. So beware of that.
Just like it.
And just know that you dodged a bullet.
That's a sweet, sweet dog.
So what we're saying is sometimes breaking up can actually be dodging bullets. And even though it's hard to do, and even though it hurts at times.
It's going to hurt. You're going to sob on your little pillow. You're going to cry your little whiskers. You know you got a Lenny beard and a Lenny beard. That's going to be wet. You're going to need some Dylan's and Dylan's beard soap.
Dylan's and Dylan's. We'll tell you guys more about the Dylan's and Dylan's summer beard soap coming next summer.
Don't drink the juice.
Whoa.
Don't drink
the
juice.
Wait a minute.
Stop drinking the juice. That's what I'm
saying. Whoa.
OJ.
All right. Let's just, move on from that.
Keep your mind busy.
We don't want to talk about drinking juice. Whose juices are being drank? Ortho James.
Hopefully not when you break up with her.
Oh, my Lord. I pray to the Lord not ever.
Keep your mind busy by breaking up with her and staying broken up.
Stay broken up.
It needs to end. You need to get yourself into a new relationship with a better person who's a better fit for you and your family and your friends so you can start living again.
Exactly.
You're in an abusive relationship when it comes to the point where you just keep breaking up and getting back with
whether it's mentally or physically abused, it's abusive if it gets to that point.
Yes.
So you do have
find hobbies.
Find a new hobby and just get something better in life, you know? Just start working at it. Whatever your hobby may be.
Exercise.
It doesn't matter if it's building freaking birdhouses
sports, baseball.
Or just watching
tennis.
Sports or playing sports. Even watch if you're a lazy ass,
read a book.
Watch the sports. Read a book. Play sports. Eat a pizza. Go to food challenges.
Runner
whatever.
And Gunner always say, play some video games.
Yeah, there you go. And you're not lazy in that because you're using your mind and you're using your techniques.
And if you got a PlayStation 5, you could build a community. You could talk to, internet
friends.
And
then you have plenty of cool friends.
Don't rely on your internet friends, but they can help you in this sort
of
pinch.
If they give you good advice.
Yeah, if they're cool.
If they're cool, they give you good advice. You know, they're trying to guide you in the right direction. Then
have
it's
you heard
fine.
That friends on the internet, that you can gift each other money.
Yeah,
if you
I've
meet
heard
the
about
right
that.
Friends,
that's true,
they could pay for you to have the right games. You know how it goes. If I was a millionaire, I'd buy all my friends video games.
Of course. Everybody.
Oh, I mean, I am a millionaire.
When?
When soon?
When soon now?
When now?
When so now?
Don't be a victim.
Don't play the victim.
And then, especially in this
See, never
culture,
play the
we're
victim.
Not going to talk too much about culture.
Okay, well, that's not the culture.
Don't play the victim.
Yeah, don't play the victim. Don't act like, hey, you know, I'm hurt. I'm this. You know,
You hurt me.
I
love her.
Yeah, stuff like that.
If
you start saying stuff like that, I love her. I'll break up with her 1 month, and then what's going to happen?
Everybody hates me. Everybody doesn't like her. It's their fault.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They put me down. That's the victim. Don't do that. It's very unbecoming.
It
makes you look like a fool in front of the ladies.
Biatch.
When a lady tricks you into saying that about someone else, then she says, I knew it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
And the same goes in the opposite roles as a woman.
It does.
If a woman, you know, if a man makes a woman look that way and makes her feel the victimized.
Yep.
Then
gold digger and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys got to realize that it goes both ways and it's just sad. You guys got to stop all that. Stop playing the victims and stop playing the part. And just realize you did what you did for a reason. And, you're not meant to be with that person. If you're not meant to be with that person, you know it right off the bat.
Yeah, so stop playing the victim because it wasn't meant to be. You know you cheated. You know you got away with something. How about you just take the money and run?
Take it and run.
You know?
Runner.
Let me see. No victim mentality. Enjoy your past. Enjoy, though. Enjoy what you did have. Enjoy the reasons that you were with that person, but then move on.
If there were good reasons. I mean, what if... If you got together Enjoy on yourself, lust,
though, you know, yeah, man.
See, if you got together on lust, then there was no real reason to be with that person in the first place. Man. And there's sometimes there's certain situations, but I'm not gonna mention no names, that people get with somebody that you were never meant to be with in the first place.
Yeah.
And so, if you're never meant to be with that person in the first place, you shouldn't even be there, yeah, so, and you should be gone.
So in case that past is without her, you know, like maybe you were like getting beat up by her every night, or getting beat up by him. I hate to
every
say
every night.
But then in those moments,
throwing
you're like,
waters
but,
in the face.
But I did meet that one Beers person who was nuts. Very nice to me because of that. And then you could think about that, and you know, just always remember. That your past is your past. It's so much part of you.
It's so true.
So please get out of the funk that you're in, because every moment you stay in funk is another funky past.
It is, and it's just creating a worst path for your whole
look
mental
to the future.
State. Yeah, yes, look to the future. You look to the future. Look forward.
Look forward into
look
it.
Forward.
Come on now.
Look forward to the future.
Don't be
Lenny. If you talk about future plans with this girl or the female or the male,
think
and
about
they don't them. Even they don't even want nothing to do with those plans.
Imagine yourself
cut ties
with future plans that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In case you see,
but if they don't like the future plans, if you don't
you
agree
see yourself with, yeah.
If they don't agree on the future plans together,
oh.
Then it's time to do the little chop chop.
Sever the relationship.
Sever. Cut ties of all.
Cut ties.
Yeah. Chop off of the head.
Make the plans for your future. Make future plans.
Yeah, that's what we're just talking about. You got to do that.
Your future
self.
There's
nothing better. There's nothing better than the future, because the present is now and the time is now.
Yeah, get a new life.
To do the great things, but I mean,
get new trousers.
The future is amazing.
And for you guys who don't wear trousers, you know what I mean. Get yourself some.
Please wear some. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guys who let their women wear their trousers.
Yeah.
Those guys need to get them. Forget about that pair. Go get yourself a brand new pair of trousers.
Right now.
And you
just
wear them
go
only.
To the store. Wake up tomorrow. Today. Actually, right now it's Monday. Get your butt up. Yep. Call out sick. Go buy some right now.
Go buy a brand new pair of trousers.
Right freaking
now. Right
now.
And then
they're on
not
sale. At, they're on sale at Ross and Didi's and
buy yourself,
all those places.
After that, buy yourself a brand new gold watch. A stick pin, a top hat, and listen to last week's episode where we tell you how to dress.
And then you will be...
You'll be knowledgeable. You'll have
you'll
wisdom.
You'll be in the right path. You'll be in the path of greatness.
You won't even need friends to pick up on ladies and get yourself your new number one.
Because you will be in the
only,
path of,
yeah,
of
your
greatness.
New number one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true.
Get new friends, too, by the way. You
yeah,
know,
get
I
new
know
friends.
Gunner
yeah.
and Gunner are your friends, but come on, we're... Internet friends.
We're
like
we're,
video
we're
game
your friends.
Friends.
Yeah, we are. Well, you know what? We're here for them, and we are their friends, and we care
yes,
about
we
you guys.
We're not fake.
We care about all you guys' yeah. thoughts.
We
and
love you.
We want you guys to email us everything you guys, you know, whatever you guys say. You know where to get at us, and we want to hear all your opinions and thoughts. We do care about you guys, but at the same time, you got to get yourself some friends that are right up in your face talking to you and giving you their opinions and their advices as well as ours.
Stop
so
listening
that's what we're,
to them.
That's what we're
no.
telling you. Yeah, stop listening to the negative thoughts. Start getting some positive thoughts in your life.
Because a lot of people are going to be like, you need to stay in that abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
need
a lot of, even if
that
it's,
person loves you, you need to get abused because
and even look, even if it's your family members, you gotta watch out because
even
sometimes
your own mom saying you say, need to stay in that abusive
see,
relationship.
See, that's really
you gotta
hard
think
to get
for
out.
Yourself.
Yeah, that's tough.
And that's what the Runner and Gunner Show is here for. I know this isn't the most comedic of times when we're talking about breaking up, but we are also telling you how to get through with it.
Get through with it
as realistic and so truthful a way that even
Seriously.
Oprah in all her existence has ever said to a woman or a man.
Either or.
And
yeah,
with that
she
said,
doesn't know. Oprah don't know nada.
Just like Oprah, but Oprah, there is something that Oprah does
But she
learn.
Does know a lot, but she doesn't
There's
know
something
much.
Oprah does know, and that's losing a big investment.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say something else big.
Losing a big ace of spades.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a big life of riches. And so she did.
We were talking about losing your investment on this relationship. You invested your time and your money into this person.
We love you, Oprah.
And she is down. She is down like 1,000,000%.
A billion?
And since it's been that far down, it kind of went up. So it's now down 1,000,000% still.
Still 1,000,000?
But it's going to stay that way. And you're going to wait on it. You're thinking about waiting on it until it finally goes up. But let me tell you, in the world of odds, in the mathematical world that we live in, an investment that loses its value that much won't
ever amount
come back
to anything. That's what we're trying to tell you guys. Like, and just lost beware your investment. Of that.
We know it
just
sucks.
Just beware of that. And
that's Warren Buffett.
It does suck. It does suck because it's true. And it happens. It happens. People invest their lives into some deep stuff and just...
Hey, runner.
It goes down.
100 on red, and it turns black.
Phew. I'm hurting.
See? It hurts.
I am hurting.
And so we know that you Lennies are out there and you feel hurt because you lost your investment.
But you know what? I believe that I could redeem myself.
Yes.
From that hurt. I believe that I could pick myself back up from that hurt.
And
I know after that hurt, I'm going to learn my lesson.
So drop the investment.
And I am going to meet a better red or black on roulette. I could meet a better one. I might even freaking date the dealer and
you might even
get with her.
And then she might even have a friend. And then you have two babies at the same time.
And then you never know. I mean, hopefully not. You never know. It might
drop the investment. What we're saying is drop the investment. You're down 1,000,000%. Drop it. Don't go down 2,000,000%.
Don't double down on the
drops.
Yes, just freaking don't double down on the drops. Just get away
from
the drops.
Stop. Yeah.
So you know, stop, drop, and roll.
Stop,
roll out of the relationship. Stop the relationship. Drop the relationship. Then roll on out of the relationship.
You lost your investment.
Because you know what? This girl's lies are fire from the fury of hell. So get away from them.
That's biblical.
Get away from her fury.
She will leave you.
Get away from that fury.
The crust of the bread. And that is truth, so just drop. I know you're going to have buyer's remorse. We know.
Buyer's remorse, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, you invested all this time and you put all your...
And you're going to feel
everything
guilt.
Into it. You put all your heart and all your
But you lost your investment.
Sperm.
Like Runner said.
Whatever the hell you put into
it. Well, get with the new chick now. It's time to get yourself up. It's time to
seriously,
get yourself
because we've all been through it.
Top hat and top coat.
I've been through it. We've been through it. Gunner's been through it. Runner's been through it. Well, everyone's been through it.
Have you been through it, Lennies? If you're a video gamer, you haven't necessarily been through it because you might be a virgin.
It's okay, though.
Lots of gamers are virgins.
That's really cool.
We're not saying that you're losers, although
they're cool.
You could go, you know, fix yourself. At least find some love. But what we're saying is that when a relationship ends.
This is the end.
What we just said right now in this topic, you need to listen to it again to truly understand, but we could sum it up with you need to get over it.
Seriously.
By thinking about yourself in the future without them.
Yeah, future without them, exactly. And a future, a better and brighter and a more amazing future without them.
A better girl.
You got to learn from your mistakes. Just like that's the number one rule is learn from your mistakes.
Longer hair.
Every time you make a mistake, learn from it. And then if you learn from it, as long as you learn from it, then you will earn from it. And what you earn is better, brighter, bigger boobs. And I mean better, looking girls.
Not booby traps.
All that good stuff.
Not bigger booby traps.
You're just gonna improve in life. You know what I'm saying? That's what's really gonna happen. Is that you're
smaller
gonna improve.
Titties in case you're into that.
Yeah, if you'd like that. Anyways, the stuff is going down like improvements and
we're really all improving. Good stuff. Everybody, the world is ours to hack. So hack yourself a better life. Because everybody's doing it just like in the 80s when everybody was doing it, just like in the 50s when everybody was doing it. Everybody's doing it. No, well, not everybody. Actually, the vast majority is not doing it. But you who are listening to the Runner and Gunner podcast, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, we're teaching you how to do it. If you just listen to everything that we just said right now and you were titillated, well, let me tell you, you need to listen to us every weekend. Go ahead and take a drink of coffee, drink a cup of water,
orange juice, drink it up.
A big glass of milk with cinnamon if that's how you get down in the morning.
Or if you juice it up, or if you choose to drink the juices, like the freaking, like the little ninja juice, and
they're going to work, and we're going to work.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are at work.
Our job is to entertain you.
We're working right now. And
hey, where's Uncle Lenny? Bring him down here.
No, you really want...
I don't think he's here today. That's why.
Thank you.
Yep, Uncle Lenny. He runs his own radio show, everybody. This is the Runner and Gunner podcast, you know?
Well, you got to listen up for his... No, don't listen up for his. He's there, but we don't really...
We just dropped like a million shows. Go ahead and listen to any one of them. We're just trying to get very big and very famous. And we're just trying to throw very big music concerts. And we're just trying to make very big movie productions. So everybody out there, this is what our goal is to make good entertainment via film, photography, and musical recordings.
Yes.
So everybody, we got to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to end the show after this. We try to tell you, I know some of you Lennies are still...
They still don't get it. Yeah, they don't understand. Girl. They still won't stop. You know,
and your it's just mom's like a, still gonna be telling you.
Get with her.
And your dad is still gonna be telling you. And your brother.
Punching them in the head.
And everyone.
All your brothers, all your sisters, all your mothers.
Friends, everyone you know.
They're still gonna be seeing it. But you
what they say is
you gotta know what's healthy for yourself. What's healthy for yourself? Find the health within. Forget what they say. Whatever you feel. Go with what is within. But if you go not within, then you are mistaken. And that's what's going to happen.
You know what always cheers me up after a breakup? Taking a lady out to a nice fish dinner.
I don't know. I prefer chicken.
She could eat the shrimp while you eat the fish.
I prefer chicken.
I'll
and
take two.
She could eat my beef while I eat some chicken. So that's the difference. I mean, it's all good, and we love chicken and fish and meat and all that stuff. But the girls love to meet and see us and greet. So we love them too. Ladies, especially you. This is for you. But we'll be right back. We're going to get back to you girls and the men.
And
we're going to give you advice.
And that's
really nice.
Put it close to the new show. We're about to dip into season 6.
Season 6 is here.
Finally, after 60 episodes.
I know, right?
The longest season ever. But let me tell you, it was a great summer. I loved this summer. You know how many bikinis I've seen? You know how many long hair, blue-eyed, pink-skinned ladies I saw this season?
I hope as many brown-skinned, beautiful Latinas as I've seen and... Asian and black ladies that I've seen must amount to that.
Dark skin.
I love those dark
skin. Sunblock.
Those Latinos too. All those Asians. Hey, babies. You know what's up. All those Asians. And
the Runner and
Gunner podcast.
Speaking of all that,
everybody just have a good time. We want you girls to know that we love everybody out there, all the women, especially. So, everybody, we'll be right back.
Yes, even the lesbians.
So we're right back for you ladies and all you LBGK, Jubid, JALMLP, everybody.
We especially love those ladies who love us.
For sure. So everybody out there, stay fresh.
Stay fresh, everybody. We'll come back after these commercial breaks and we're going to close the show up and give you the... Greatest
the
part of
the
show.
Best part of the show, but not yet.
Give you the.
We'll be right back after
the in amazing
commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having trouble sleeping at night? Well, now with new Ballpark Turkey NyQuil, you can get to sleep as soundly as ever. First, take two slabs of these. Take two slabs of these ballpark slaps.
Oh man, I'm sleepy as heck.
And
what
then
did you
get
give me?
Sleepy and fall asleep like a baby. And start dreaming about chicks and cars.
I'm dreaming of chicks and cars.
Nature's way of putting you to sleep.
I'm asleep.
Ballpark. Turkey NyQuil.
Take two slabs and call us in the morning.
Get them at Costco and 25 pounds. Also available at Sater Brothers.
Oh, that is exactly dope. Better.
So yes,
good
everybody.
Good Monday morning, and we know you guys are dragging your butts along.
It sucks to get into a breakup.
Trying to get along and trying to make it through this Monday morning when you just broke up with your chick. Who cares? You know, just kick her to the
good
curb.
Good riddance.
Goodbye. You know, it's all good. You know why it's all good? Because tomorrow is a better day, and today is the best day. Why? Because you made it through that breakup, and you're feeling great. And so, everybody, we want to tell you guys to just drink your coffees and feel amazing. Just drink that coffee, sip it up, drink whatever makes you feel better, and feel great. And that's what we're trying to give you, and that's what we're trying to land in your freaking little tiny brains. But we love you guys, and we want you to know that if you broke up last weekend, this weekend, 3 weekends ago, 3 years ago, 130 years ago.
10 years ago, and you're still with her. Still,
don't get
even
with her.
Even then, still this applies to you. If you just broke up with your girl
10 years ago,
then you should be getting with the next girl.
That's
the
right.
The real girl.
The real
one.
The one
who matters.
The one who counts.
Your destiny.
You're destined
to
get with her.
The person you're going to have babies with. The person you're going to replicate with.
That's
knock
right.
up.
That is right. Don't get with that same old freaking horse that's just knocking on your door and going into your room and taking over your house and telling your mom what to do and telling your family that
it's horrifying.
I own you. And if you do that, and if you get with that girl, then something's wrong with you, man. Then you have to change your life and your ways. That's what I'm saying to the people that have broke up with their girls and made up with them. But if you break up with them, stay broken up if they are a danger to your whole life's journey or perspective or
so dump
ways of living.
Annie Wilkes, drop that investment and stop crying like a blubbering sea lion.
Bitch.
Are you kidding me? You're supposed to be men. You have testosterone. This is the reason you need to stop TMW. Too much whacking. It's ruining your life. It's sucking the the beef from your bones.
What she is not sucking.
So everybody out there, we're just trying to tell you that you need to start being happy again. You need to start living, inviting your family
over
into your life. The people who matter. And stop kicking out your friends and your family
over
for some girl who's beating you up.
And that's the truth. And that's all you got to say. And I agree with Gunner. And it's real because you want to give up your whole situation, which you're stuck on, which is I'm selfish and I just want to be with her. No. Why are you with that girl? Because you just want to have somebody nearby you. But if you don't want somebody nearby you, then kick her ass to the bayou.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Throw her into the
bayou.
Sharks. Or not the sharks, the alligators. There you go. Yeah, the alligators. Throw her in there. And then test the waters in a new area. And you guys, everybody out there, it doesn't matter if you're Lenny or not. anybody could find somebody. Yes. Everybody loves somebody. And you know, it's true. We all could find our somebodies.
Can. 25 hours until tomorrow, you have a chance to get with
only 25
the
hours.
Person of your dreams.
And you can
ladies,
get the
men and men the ladies.
Ladies, the men and men the
also,
ladies.
Just let the woman enjoy your leadership, you know?
For reals, huh?
All right, everybody.
Let her enjoy it.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's getting time. And now it's
time for
us
to
go.
Say, Lenny's out there, we love you.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
We make fun of you all day long. And it's fun. And
it's
I
great.
Enjoy it.
So
and
do
a lot
I.
of us enjoy
so,
it. Whole
so do we. But
us.
I mean, we all enjoy it, but it's time for...
But I'm just joking.
That's
you
just
know?
To tell them that.
I say this, yeah, to educate you. To tell you that there's a good life out there. You should stop doing what you're doing.
Yes.
If you're going to be listening to anyone on the internet,
yes,
then
yes,
it
yes.
might as well be Runner and Gunner.
Because there's nothing else greater out there. I mean, there's nothing out there that's going to educate you in the way that we educate you, in the way that we are trying to show you in a positive direction of life. And there's no other way to listen to a greater show in your mind and in your lives than to
yeah.
tune into our show every Monday morning.
We help you. Podcasts are barely just up and coming. They're generally new. We are the very first podcast in existence, especially 5 seasons now, and we're going to continue to go. We're going to go because of you. This is a free podcast. We
free
don't get paid.
Free podcast.
The licensed music that we play, they don't get paid. You don't get paid. Well, unless we give free gifts. But nobody gets paid to do this show.
Paid.
You're essentially listening to some Runner and Gunner home videos that we posted on the internet.
That we did.
Nobody's getting paid. It's a free podcast.
Free podcast.
That means no commercials, no monetization.
Commercial free.
Except
besides
for
our commercials.
Making fun of jabronis and their terrible marketing and their schemey ways.
Of their whole existence.
In which we know plenty because we are digital marketers ourselves.
We sure are. Heck
yeah. Everybody out there, like I said, let them go.
Yeah, just let them all go, man. Come on, release them from
Forget
their cages.
About it,
even
right?
If you have them caged, release them. If you are caged, release yourselves. Break that cage open. Either or.
In case you're down
find
on
that
your
lock,
investment,
then
let
it go. Yes, exactly. That's all they got to do. And it's so easy to do. I mean, everybody
because,
has to let him go. Because
she's
going to
keep coming back. She's going to keep coming back.
Like a monster, like a beast.
Like a demon, yeah. Just
like
suck you lower. 2 million. Let's go down 2 million.
3 million. 10 million.
Ten.
Until you are gone.
Oh, how a woman has broken a man in the history books, right?
All day. That's all
Lady
it is.
Godiva.
That's all that happens.
Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
Not to be confused with Lady Oreo.
Lady Madonna.
So, all right, everybody. So, yeah. But we want to just tell you that we love you, Lennies. We say this because we want you to succeed in life.
We absolutely do love you, Lennies, man.
We know that
you want
you,
Lennies, to be great.
We want you to be so great. We're just so...
We want them to succeed.
Thrilled. We're thrilled that you're listening to our show.
Yeah.
We want to keep you as customers. Keep on continuing. Not customers, I mean...
Ring-a-ding-a-ding.
We want you to continue to be part of the community, you know?
Biggity-biggity-bang.
I mean, you know, you pay us with your time. If you're listening to us, then time is money.
Money is time.
You're still our customers, even though this is a free podcast. When I say free podcast, that means that nobody gets paid.
Everybody gets laid.
So even though you're listening to our podcast, you're still taking from it what we tell you and put it into action, which you should pay us for.
They should, though, because we're giving
free...
them so much advice.
Yeah.
That they...
Psychiatric advice.
Seriously.
So you should be paying us for helping you mentally. However, you don't. You give us your time.
We give us their time.
We give you our advice. We give you our time. It's mutual. Nobody gets played. Nobody gets paid.
We sure do get laid.
We are starting a new marketing scheme. It's called Jabroniism.
Jabroniism.
And in case you want to scheme us with some stupid little product that doesn't even work and you got like genius marketing behind it, but you're still a jabroni, well, we're going to call you out. Everybody, it's the Runner and Gunner Show.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
For you, the people. We are here for you, the Lennies.
For all the Lennies, man. We're trying to change the Lennies' lives.
All the Lennies and non-Lennies. All the ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and ladies.
The ladies. We are here for you.
And the gentlemen, too.
And you alone.
But most of the ladies.
And let us end the show with a British accent.
Hello. Oh, it's so. Gunner and Runner have to end the show with the greatest part of the show that we love to call.
I have read the Atlas.
Wait a minute.
And it is.
Let's first.
Altogether
talk
informed
about
us. The Atlas. The greatest part of the show is about to come.
Is it though? Wait a minute, Gunner. I thought that they said that Runner was going to tell them about how the hose will change the housing of the good guy's life if he pays her whole way through his life. Well, if the hoes want to hose you, then you cannot give them money, so leave them a breathless, honey. I'm talking about don't give them nothing. So if you understood that, then we have to take you now to the best part of this show.
Part of the show.
That
we love to call
the
MLB,
Otani is still the record breaker of all time, and he is still kicking butt. 40-plus home runs and trying to break the record. NFL preseason is starting already. So get ready, NFL people, NFL heads. Everything is going on in the NFL world. And NHL, we are no Las Vegas wins.
NHL.
But what is going on in the entertainment world?
The entertainment world is that they're still on strike. They are still not making movies. Still not making any new shows. Thank goodness. Video games that are coming out are Avowed, Starfield, Assassin's Creed, the new one.
Assassin's Creed, SSSS.
We're also looking forward to a new Pikachu Detective for your kids. As well as a lot of other games like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Can't wait for that one.
Some upgrades and updates for a few games that are out already. October is the month to buy your video games because that is the be-all, end-all month before November and then Christmas starts. So have yourself a good old month of August. Let it last as long as you possibly can. Live life in slow motion.
So remember, August, preseason, September, NFL, regular season, October, MLB, playoffs, and Dodgers are guaranteed already to be in the playoffs. Running Gunner saying it now, saying it live. Dodgers will be in the playoffs. Ohtani is going to break some records just like he's been doing. And things are going good in the world of Los Angeles.
Yes. So we got Chargers, we got Rams, we got Raiders, we got
Niners.
We also got across the nation Cowboys, Eagles, we got Wisconsin,
we Cheeseheads,
got Tampa Bay, we got Bucks, Browns,
Brownies,
Seahawks. Come on, everybody, it is starting
up. So it's
up.
Going down.
Have yourself a good week.
Yeah, let's just celebrate for the NFL because the NFL is a big deal. Everybody loves the NFL. And the MLB is all breaking down. And it's all going down. It's happening as we speak. The playoffs are breaking down, and the Dodgers will definitely be in it. The Angels are struggling as we speak. But there's a lot of other good teams that are going to kick butt.
Trout broke his hand, so
yeah,
he's
poor
still
Trout.
Out. He's out for the rest of the
but
season.
But Ohtani is breaking records as
Ohtani
we
is
speak.
Killing it, becoming the number one star in MLB.
He already is.
Also,
he
in
is.
The world of WWE, we got
WWE.
The Usos. Those are the sons of Rikishi.
The sons of Rikishi.
They are splitting up as one of them kicked the other one in the face. Pew. And joined
Whoa.
His cousin Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, the
in
champ.
The bloodline. In AEW, we got CM Punk retains the title against
CM
Ricky,
Punk once again.
The wannabe Rock. And everybody out there who have broken up this weekend, remember there's
All
a
right,
new
Lenny's.
Lady out there for you somewhere.
We're going
to
tell you one
man
more
out
time.
There for you out there, ladies, in you case you broke up, remember that it is for the best.
Get over that breakup.
Give yourself some space. Keep busy. Take time out for you. Talk to family and friends. Try not to be such a pain in everyone's leg.
Serious.
Give it some time and try to look after yourself.
Yes.
Also, make certain that it ends.
And remember, it's not you, it's him. It's not her, it's you. It's not here. I'm getting mixed up.
TMW.
It's somebody, but whoever it is, don't blame anybody but
Yes.
the person
Don't
that is not to
victim.
Blame.
Don't even blame it on TMW because maybe you even stopped TMW and you're still a wicked punk. So how about you just work on yourself? Remember out there, everybody, breakups happen. They shouldn't last for a whole lifetime.
They should. I mean, if you break up with somebody, that means you got to leave them for the rest of your lifetime. But if you get back with them, then something is wrong with your brain. Your brain is not correct. So once you break up, do not reconnect with that person because
yes.
you broke up
Sever
for a
ties.
Certain reason. Sever ties. Leave them alone. Let her go. Let him go. Let her stroll. Let him stroll. Stroll to the park alone and find a whole new way of life.
And remember that you can do it again. If you did it once, then you can do it again.
Of
Let
course.
Me tell you about a story, Uncle. Gunner
okay,
went through.
One more time.
The first time
Give it
Uncle
to him.
Gunner got some.
Give it to him.
What he was doing was he went to work.
Give it to him.
And the girl he met was a girl he worked with.
Yeah.
And many girls that season were giving Uncle Gunner the good old eye. But this one particularly had a very nice bikini. Probably. In my imagination, that's what I thought. And it was turned out to be true. But this girl was giving me the eye. One day, I went to Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Could you imagine of all places, the grossest
Taco
place to meet?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Diarrhea Bell.
To eat my lunch. And you know, like, dude, if someone's eating Taco Bell, that's not, like, romantic. And so she
Isn't
came to Taco Bell, but she wasn't eating anything. She just came because she saw me. And she's like, I saw you. And then I was like, yeah, you know, I said goodbye on the way out. And I was giving her the eye on the way out and told her where I was going to go. And so what she did, she met me there, and then, hey, look it, later on, maybe like a couple days later on, she needed a ride home.
All alone?
All alone, and it was raining.
Woo.
Well, it was raining at first, and I accepted that ride, and I took her home, and then guess what happened? I took her home. Like Ohtani.
All the way home.
All the way around the base. No, all right. Maybe
home
like,
run.
Maybe like a double right there. Because
triple double.
We got together.
Double double?
That night, it was a girl from work.
Like a In-N-Out double double?
She was the one who I liked best.
Oh, a four by.
And also, besides all of that, I put on the best game I could imagine. And, you know, that's what you always got to be. You got to be living your best game that you could imagine. And if you keep on imagining, it just doesn't stop. As long as you get some imagination juice, then biggity bam, you're going to keep on doing that.
Yeah.
But guess what? I took her to the video. I took her to Blockbuster.
Blocky,
and then
blocky.
I took her to like...
Blocky, Rocky, Cocky?
I took her to like another little thrift store. I took her to a surf shop.
Surf
and
City.
Then I took her
come.
Home. Oh, wait. I left that part out. I took her everywhere real quick. And then at the end of the night, she said, I still don't want to go home.
Surf City, here we come.
And it was Surf City, here we come. Because she said she didn't want to go home. And you know what that means. And then finally,
well,
I took her to her house. And she said, I still don't want to go home. And then I was just being as cool as possible. And I was like, you know, baby, I know what I did. I know I was acting awesome all week long and all month long.
Yes.
And then she was like, yo, listen, I don't want to go home. Can you stay with me tonight? And I was like, boom, you know?
That sounds like an invite to a whole nother place.
So, everybody out there,
Princess Peach's Palace. So, are you telling me you slept at Princess Peach's Palace for one night?
Just telling you that I slept at Princess Peach's Palace for one night.
I've done that before, too, though.
And then it happened many nights after that. But that first night.
The first night is always the worst night.
A girl I met from work, I took her home. It's not the worst. After many days of, like, game, about pushing it all by myself without recognition, without, you know, awards or rewards. And then suddenly one little lunch led into a conversation that turned out to be very nice.
The
very
conversation. Very comfortable,
which led to a comfortable ride home.
Uh-huh.
Where the girl gave signals for me to lead the way. She said she didn't want to go home. I took her to Blockbuster.
She said, can I home? She said she didn't want to go home.
I took her to the thrift store. She said she didn't want to go home. I took her to the surf shop. She said she didn't want to go home. I finally took her home.
Surf City.
She said I didn't want to go home.
Did she say two girls for every boy?
Forget about it, everybody. You can do it out there. If that story
that should be compelling to your mind,
then you need to listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast every Monday morning.
Every single day. See, this is just one single story about a single issue
free podcast
that went down. So that's how it went down with Gunner that day.
That's how it went down, everybody. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go, though. We got to go. And we just wanted to let you guys know, Lenny's, we love you guys. And
love you, Lenny's.
We just want you guys to know that you can make it happen. Just don't get trapped inside of the ladies' game. Just become yourselves and don't be stupid. Be cool as heck like you are. And then, you know, just be amazing. You guys are cool. We love all you guys. Everybody who's listening there, we're a fan of you guys as well. True that. Let's kick some ass. Emotional damage. Runner Gunner.
Sorry, I fell on the soundboard right there. My bad.
No, what the hell was that?
I forgot to tell everybody that we got a brand new soundboard on the new Runner and Gunner. Yes.
All right, well. Emotional
damage. All right, everybody, we got to go.
We sure do, but
Runner Gunner Show is taking an upgrade. We got some soundboards.
Oh yeah, we got some badass mics, and we're just catered for. We're telling you, ladies, you know, why be gay? Why even serve that direction when you can get an erection? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can get erection inside you, baby.
That's right.
And I'll volunteer if you're fine as fuck. I mean, oh shoot, here we go. And this is the microphone, unedited. This is the unedited, uncompromised version of the Run and Gunner Show.
We're not going to really play
this one too much, but we're trying to say goodnight and goodbye to all you ladies out there. And we're going to send out you ladies with something very special. Special shout out to all the women that are out there just trying to not be dumb and trying to break up with the dumb-dumbs. Get rid of them.
Get
rid of the mental retards.
Like, we ain't saying this is your husband. We're saying that this is just like some nobody. This is not maybe a baby daddy. Well, man, in case that baby daddy don't act right, then you gotta break on up.
Yeah, move on up.
Move on up.
Move to the direction of dopeness, righteousness, and greatness. That's what we're saying.
You don't want to be punchable either. And breaking up when you...
So welcome to the new Runner Gunner Show. The Runner Gunner podcast is now going to be issued worldwide. Shots goes out to Germany. Shot goes out to Holland. Shot goes out to Iceland.
Greenland.
England! Big time! We love England! Yeah, Iceland. What's going on, Iceland? Switzerland.
The champions.
Australia. What's up, Australia? France. Austria. What's going on in Austria? Austria. We know what's up in Austria.
Belgium. What about Belgium?
Belgium. Get we love all beers. You guys in Belgium, everybody. All the girls in Belgium. What's up?
What about Scotland?
Scotland.
Scotland. Are you Scottish or Irish?
Yeah, we love all you Scottish girls and Irish girls. Spain. What's up with Spain? How you doing in Spain? What's up, Spain?
Yes.
The rain in Spain. Hey.
The rain in Spain. The rain in Italy.
We love all that Italy.
The rain in Morocco.
Morocco.
Kokomo.
The Kokomos. The Jamaicans.
All around
yeah.
the world. Africa.
Puerto
Zimbabwe.
Rico. Zimbabwe. Hey.
Congo.
The Congo,
Nigeria, China, all across the world.
China, Japan, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
The land. What's going on, everybody? We
everybody,
love all you guys
what is
out there.
Up? What podcast talks like this? What podcast is doing this?
So we love all you guys, everybody in the freaking existence out there. We're just talking about all you suckers. And all you suckers, better love your mothers. And love your daughters, but don't love the girls that treat you like crap.
Sorry,
that's
everybody.
What I'm saying.
You weren't getting Rickrolled.
I know, we were just listening
to
Rickrolled.
I thought
we were about to get Rickrolled. Man,
there's a difference between listening to Rickrolled.
Puerto Rico, where you at?
Puerto Rico.
Cuba. Dominican.
Canada.
Super special shout out to Mexico.
Brazil.
What's up?
Mexico.
What's up, Mexico? Mexico City.
All around
freaking
the world.
The and whole land of Mexico. What's up, Mexico?
Can we end it with
we love you guys.
A big shout out to Hawaii and the bloodline?
Hawaii
and, the
and oh man, I love all you guys in Hawaii and Maui. I'm sorry for all your fires and shit, man. Mad love for you guys. We love you guys out in Maui and all that stuff, man. For reals, we wish you the guys the best.
All right. Well, this has been the extra special version of
but
the Runner
the
and Gunner podcast.
The greatest shout out comes out to everybody in the Los Angeles County of
yes!
the greater Los Angeles area, Southern California.
Los Angeles,
LA,
baby.
What's up?
LA time right here, 5 a.m. in the morning. In LA, it's already
okay.
8 o'clock in New York.
Yeah.
You guys are
what's up, New York? Yeah, New York School, Boston, and all those suckers.
See, we
well,
get
we,
three,
we,
ahead, 3 hours ahead of you.
West Coast. West Coast in existence, so. We love all you guys.
West Coast.
In existence. And we love everybody. You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Our podcast is loving every single sector of the whole specter. Or the whole
yes.
the whole spear. The whole spear, we love the whole spear.
But
that's what we're saying.
Runner and Gunner mailing list is secret and exclusive, and we handpick all our members. So even though we
and
love
and the ones
everybody.
That vote, that's the one, the ones we handpick are the ones that vote on the things that count. And the ones that vote on things that count is the Mario things that we talked about and all the other things that we talked about. So if you vote on our things, we will handpick you guys and you guys could be part of the Runner Gunner
yep.
Spectre.
And also as we grow, you could become part of the show. All we're saying is, everybody, that we want you to have a great Monday morning. This is
of
the
course
Monday
we do.
Morning
Heck
podcast.
Yeah.
And
it's always, always,
if
always
we wanted anything more, it's to you for you to have a great Monday morning. Because if you could have a great Monday, you could have a great life.
Great life. Life. You can always have a great life. If you
everybody
have a great Monday
a great
morning,
life.
You can have a great life. And that's what the world is about.
That's what it's about.
That's the way the world rotates, you know, in a 360 degree angle. And it really does rotate that way off the axis. So that's what we're talking about, is having a great Monday morning, have a great life, and just, you know, enjoying times. Instead of despising times, why don't they just enjoy times? Why despise times when, why be like, you know, shout out to South Korea too. Kim, get your ass over here. We'll fucking interview. Oh, sorry. Erase that. We'll interview your opinions on our show if you wanted to come out here.
All right. We're just pulling around now. We got to go, everybody. Everybody out there, remember, if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a good Monday. All right. Listen, this is the truth of the matter. We got to end the show.
Yeah, we
so,
do. We really do got to get on.
We're just going to tell you this.
Get on our high horses and say goodbye, pilgrims.
What better way
yeah.
to end the show?
Yeah, give us one more. All right, so Run and Gunner is still amazing. We're still trying to tell you guys, we care about you, Lennies, but we just want you, Lennies, to know that you can impress the girls by
party
being amazing.
All right, everybody, to come.
Soul party.
More interviews.
Oh, man, more interviews.
More reviews.
More running video, in the streets.
More running in the streets. More video content.
More content.
More.
We're going to just kick some butt. Season 6 is going to turn your minds upside down and then rip your brains inside out. But at the same time, you guys are going to be with us, and we are going to take you guys to another trip.
What do you think about these hour-long episodes, by the way? Audience, you answer that.
All the Renegade people out there, thank you for tuning in. If you're still listening, man, you guys are amazing. These are the hidden, super deep episodes of Renegade. This is the dopeness right here, actually.
This is it.
Cheers, man. Here, cheers, Gunner.
Yes, and I would love to just sit here right now and get blacked out drunk and just keep talking to y'all. On a Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Me too.
But it's just impossible. And I know they say nothing's impossible, but no, I just don't care about this. I mean, I do care about this. But I don't care. Wait, to be spending.
What?
Wait, I do care. I must be sick. You guys want to do a 2-hour episode?
Yeah, they do.
Nah, all right. We gotta go. I do
care.
We
can't do it. I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready. Runner's ready and Gunner's ready, but we can't do it. We gotta let you guys go. Yeah.
Well, that's all right, everybody. We gotta go.
I think there is.
All right.
Plenty more beer.
There's plenty. I mean, what I meant to say was I would love.
How many grosses are they left? About 25?
I would love to stay here all night with you. Until
is
I get
25? Yes, drunk, 25?
But I can't because it's impossible. Even though they say nothing's impossible, 25. Well, it is because, you know.
Running Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennies.